at this point, I'd like to I'd like the minutes to reflect the presence of a quorum. And I'd also like to have approval of the minutes of the members' meeting held on October 29th, 2020. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting on October 29th, 2020?
So moved.
Second.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I'd like to call on President Eric Enderlin to make a presentation to the board.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Commissioner Carroll, and to the members of the board today, and to all of you for joining it. What's now our third virtual meeting of the HDC board. While little time has passed since our last meeting at the end of October, much in the world has changed. We had the election of a new federal administration and some new congressional representatives. We've learned positive news on the development of effective vaccines for COVID-19 that will, in the coming months, bring the pandemic under control. But for now, we're still living in very challenging times. There is a belief among leading public health experts that the coming weeks could be some of the most difficult that we've seen in a while. We've been through so much and come so far, but we have to continue to stick together and take care of one another while remaining physically apart and social distancing. At HDC, we recognize this is a unique and quite honestly, a strange time, but the need for us to fulfill our mission has never been greater. And so we're moving full speed ahead, advancing both the mayor's affordable housing plan and NYCHA's preservation plan. I'd like to point out too, on just Monday, the board approved last month the PACT Manhattan set of developments, and that was closed on Monday. 1,700 public housing units are now being preserved under the PACT plan. In addition to the others, we're quickly approaching with NYCHA 10,000 units of preservation under PACT, which means thousands of NYCHA residents are finally seeing the kinds of improvements, comprehensive improvements that are really needed and should have been done long ago. So that is something that we're all very, very proud of. You'll see that, you're seeing it in the news this week, but it's important. On the asset management side, we continue to be in contact with our partners to do everything we can to help support them through these uncertain times. And today, you will hear reports and be asked to approve several items related to our open resolution by Senior Vice President for Development, Ruth Marrera, and Senior Vice President for Finance, Ellen Duffy. Your approval today will allow HDC to continue to support the creation and preservation of much-needed affordable housing across the city. You'll also hear and be asked to approve HDC's operating budget for the coming year, a budget that represents both a conservative approach to spending and targeted strategic investments to ensure we can carry out our growing mission. Our Senior Vice President and Treasurer, Kathy Bauman, will make that report. And finally, you'll hear a property disposition report by HDC's first Executive Vice President, Rich Froelich. But before I turn it over to the rest of the agenda, I'd like to acknowledge a few challenges a few changes to our board and to our executive leadership team. First, I want to extend my congratulations, as you just heard, to Commissioner Jacques Chaha, who earlier this month began his new role as Commissioner of the City's Office of Management and Budget. Jacques has been an ex officio member of HDC's board for several years now, and we're thrilled that he'll continue to serve in his new capacity. And I also want to welcome back Michael Hyman, who has been named Acting Commissioner of the Department of Finance. Michael had previously served as Acting Commissioner and consequently had also been an ex officio member of our board. Michael, we are so pleased to have you back with us as well. Thank you. Finally, you know, if there are a number of moments in the last few months that I regret us not all being able to gather together in person, this is certainly one. As I share with you that our Executive Vice President for Real Estate, Anthony Richardson, will be leaving HDC at the end of the year. I have worked incredibly closely with Anthony for the past 14 years at both HPD and at HDC. We worked through the housing-led financial collapse of 2008 and through the tremendous challenges of the last 4 years, and now, in fact, this most difficult challenge. At HPD, he was the first to tackle TCAP deals and new market tax credit deals, and by which I mean Anthony brings talents that bridge both policy and practice and that move the world forward. He brings the qualities of extraordinary skill and hard work combined with modesty and calm that are so rare these days. Countless colleagues among us and housing fellows and urban fellows have benefited from his mentoring and leadership. I'd add, in Buddhism, there's a concept of what's called a bodhisattva, and that's a person who steps back a bit at times so that others can advance or shine a little bit more. It's basically the old and kind of honorable idea that if my brother can't go, or if my sister can't go, then I can't go. And Anthony does that. It's really just part of who he is, and it's been an honor to work together and to witness that. So Anthony, I wish you the best in this next chapter of your work and in your life. And with that, I'd like to hand it off to Ruth Marrera, who would also like to say a few words about Anthony's departure from HDC.
Thank you very much, Eric, for the chance to say a few words. Anthony, we've known each other, I think, more than 10 years at this point, and really over the last four, have gotten a chance to work much more closely and directly. I just, you know, want to take the chance to say thank you very much for being a great colleague, a partner, and I think most of all, a friend over the years. And thank you for all the guidance and the insight that you've provided us with. I mean, I want to thank you for your contributions to the development team, to myself, and also to the corporation. I am going to miss your cool, calm, and collected demeanor for sure, but I am genuinely happy and very, very excited on this next adventure. So thank you and congratulations, and I am going to miss you a lot.
Thank you, Ruth. I'm happy to say that Anthony is staying in New York, which is exciting. And I'll just share that he's going to CREA, which is and many of you know, is a tax credit investor and syndicator. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Louise for the rest of the agenda.
Thank you, Eric. Anthony, this is sad news, but I've told you already, as well as happy news, because I know you're going to be immensely successful in what you do next. We will miss not just your calm demeanor, but your humor. You're absolutely amazing at what you do, and you do it with such grace and such good humor that we will miss that. But we will continue to be colleagues, and we'll see you on deals. And congratulations again, and thank you for all the work you've done. I mean, we've been at HPD, I think we started HPD probably about the same time, and so we've been colleagues for many, many years. And I truly admire you and thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you all.
Madam Chair, can I just add, Anthony, congratulations. We're going to be out in the world together, but I'm looking forward to seeing you in this new role. So all the best.
Thank you.
At this time, pursuant to, Anthony, would you like to say something more?
Okay. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to hold things up. I really appreciate all the kind words and the sentiments. And certainly I will miss HDC, but it really has been an honor for me to have the opportunity to serve in this capacity. And I, you know, look forward to continuing my service in a different kind of a role, but working, you know, with everyone just in a different capacity. But it's really been great. And I just, so many thanks to Eric and to the team here and to the board members, because you all play such a vital role in what we do. And certainly to you, Madam Chair. So I'm just deeply grateful to everyone. So thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act, and for the purposes of discussing the next items on our agenda, we will now commence the meeting of HDC's Finance Committee. At this point, I'd like to call on Harry Gould to give a report of the Audit Committee.
Thank you, Louise. First, Anthony, all the best in your new endeavors, and we will miss you. The audit committee met prior to this meeting, at which time the members reviewed investment, debt, credit, and internal audit reports. And the members also reviewed and approved the fiscal year 2021 internal audit plan. And that concludes my report. Short and sweet.
Thank you. You're not going public yet, right? At this time, I'd like approval of an authorizing resolution related to multifamily housing revenue bonds 2020 Series I, J, K, and L, 2021 Series A, and 2021 Series B bonds, approval of mortgage loans, purchase of loans, and amendment, consolidation, and redesignation of certain bonds for the remarketing as the 2008 to 2018 consolidated series bonds. I'd like to call on Ruth Pereira and Ellen Duffy to each make a portion of the presentation. Ruth?
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Please see the black line of the memorandum and authorizing resolution that has been presented to the committee. I am pleased to recommend that the members approve the issuance of the corporation's multifamily housing revenue bonds, 2020 Series I, J, K, and L, and the 2021 Series A and B, in an amount not expected to exceed $1,046,375,000 plus $646,515,000 relating to certain bonds currently held by the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York. Together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds in the open resolution, the bonds are expected to finance the construction, acquisition, rehabilitation, and or permanent financing of certain projects, refunding of certain prior bonds, and other activities also as described in your memorandum. The members are being asked to authorize the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves or available funds in the open resolution in an amount not to exceed $21,130,000 to acquire certain mortgage loans from the corporation's mini open resolution. In addition, members are being asked to approve an amendment to the supplemental resolutions relating to the previously mentioned bonds currently by the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York and a related remarketing or refunding of such bonds, also as described in your memorandum. Interest on the 2020 Series I, K, and L, and 2021 Series A bonds is expected to be exempt from federal, state, and local income tax, and such bonds will qualify as tax-exempt private activity bonds with a combination of an allocation of new private activity volume, bond volume caps, an allocation of recycled volume caps in accordance with the Housing and Economic Recovery Act of 2008, and the refunding of certain outstanding bonds of the corporation. Interest on the 2020 Series J, 2021 Series B, and 2008 through 2018 consolidated series bonds is not expected to be exempt from federal income tax, but is expected to be exempt from New York State and local income tax. An authorizing resolution will authorize 313 to 319 supplemental resolutions and the 2008-2018 amendment. It is anticipated that the proceeds of the 2020 Series I and J bonds, together with the corporation's unrestricted reserves and available funds of the open resolution, will be used to finance and or restructure mortgage loans for up to 15 developments. In the aggregate, the developments would create or preserve approximately 5,092 rental homes in Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. The corporation intends to fund all or a portion of the short-term portion of certain senior mortgage loans with its unrestricted reserves. When the borrower makes a mandatory prepayment upon the project's completion, such prepayments will be available for taxable relending by the corporation to other affordable housing projects. Any future lending for a development that has not been previously approved by the members will be presented for approval to the members before the making of such a loan. A portion of the 2020 Series I proceeds, not expected to exceed $6,435,000, is expected to refund a portion of the bonds previously approved for the members for the Tree of Life Apartments and Van Sandren Plaza developments. The projects have experienced delays in construction, causing costs in excess of what was initially budgeted. To account for the additional construction costs, the corporation expects to restructure the existing senior loans, which will decrease the mandatory prepayments due at conversion and increase the permanent loan amounts. The mortgage loan for one of the developments to be financed with the proceeds of the 2020 Series J bonds The Manny Wilson development is expected to have supplemental security from Fannie Mae, with the corporation taking the top loss not expected to exceed 10% of the outstanding principal balance of and interest on and collection costs with respect to the mortgage loan. A top loss agreement will require the corporation to post collateral with the Bank of New York Mellon as the trustee in the event the corporation's credit rating falls below AA-. For more information on individual projects being presented to the members for approval, please see attachments 2 through 15. It is anticipated that K bonds will be issued as convertible options or COB to preserve tax exempt cycle volume and training needed by the corporation and the New York State Housing Finance Agency. It is anticipated that a portion of the 2020 Series L bonds will be issued as a tax exempt COB to preserve private activity volume. This is the amount currently needed by the corporation. If issued, the proceeds of the 2020 Series K and L bonds are expected to provide construction and permanent financing for the new construction or acquisition rehabilitation of certain developments, all of which are on attachment 16, and which will all be the lowest set aside required to issue private activity tax exempt bonds. The mortgage loans for these developments are expected to close in 2021, at which point the 2020 Series K and L bonds are expected to be refunded or remarketed to match the terms of the applicable mortgage loan. Most of the developments listed will not be funded from the 2020 Series K and L bond proceeds, but all will be eligible for such. The 2020 I bonds are expected to be issued as 100%, with some subsidiaries as recycled or new volume cap and as fixed rate in an initial term with convertible options and as variable rate demand bonds. The corporation expects TD Bank to provide liquidity through a standby bond purchase agreement for the 2020 Series I variable rate demand in accordance with the programmatic authority delegated to the corporation staff by the members at the March 29, 2019 members meeting. The 2020 Series J bonds will be issued as taxable fixed rate bonds. The 2020 Series K and 2020 Series L bonds are expected to be issued as variable rate obligations initially in the term rate term. Are there any questions?
Yes, ma'am. Madam Chairman?
Yes.
Louise?
Yes, sir.
It's Charles Mertle. First, let me get a piece of usual business out of the way. I am required by the Conflict of Interest Board to disclose that members of my firm, but not I, act on occasion for Citibank, JP Morgan, and Wells Fargo, each of which has an interest in one or more of these events. That does not, however, require my recusal and opinion from the Conflict of Interest Board. I have three questions I would like to put to the president with respect to attachment number, I believe it's 7, the Twins Towers one, Twin Park, and the Marisage one. May I?
Absolutely, sir. Please go ahead.
Eric, would you tell us, so I understand that these are NYCHA properties on which there will be built these structures. Am I correct?
Yes, correct. An infill development, yes.
Am I correct? Well, first let me ask you, what land will be used within the NYCHA property area for both Marsenia and Twin Parks?
So I'll answer, and if Anthony or Ruth want to add anything or others. So Twin Parks is a parking lot that was not fully utilized, but which all of the, any of the users of the parking spaces have had their parking replaced. So it is an available location that is not displacing any new use or any users at this point. And Morrisania, it was actually a trash compactor site, and it has been completely re-engineered with a state-of-the-art compactor and facility that is going to be in the bottom of the existing building, the new building. So it'll stay in the same place, but it won't displace the use of it at all. And that has been fully negotiated and vetted.
Eric, may I just pause? You just said brings to mind that somebody should take a look at the proposed new zoning that is ZCRF that is proposed by city planning based on floodplain considerations, just to make sure this is not in it. All right?
Yep, we'll make sure. We'll check with folks.
Number two question. Would you tell me, please, whether there has been consultation with A, the community involved, the residents, and B, the community board?
Yeah, our understanding is that there's a full community consultation, both resident and board consultation, but I'll defer to Anthony and Ruth again if there's the correction to that, but that's our understanding.
Eric, that's correct.
Thank you.
And have they taken any position?
I don't know. I believe they've approved. My understanding is that there is no contentious community issue and that it's been approved on at all levels.
And if I may, the trash compactor site was the major source of negotiation, and that has been fully resolved.
Yep. And then I spoke with Jonathan Gaia, who runs their development unit, yesterday and into today, and he has confirmed that they have approved. It is approved.
Number three, will the residents of the existing buildings have some form of preference in terms of applying for apartments in the new structure?
Yes, there's a fairly standard 25% preference for the NYCHA residents, and that will be applicable in this setting. These settings.
That answers my questions, and I thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from members of the board?
I'm going to need to recuse because of a conflict related to 2020 series, the J Bond series in Manuel's. So I will recuse from, I won't vote on this.
Okay, thank you so much. Duly noted.
If we still have a quorum, I would seek, if it's appropriate, to recuse on the Morrisania and Twin Parks. If my vote is needed for a quorum, I would vote for it.
Duly noted. I believe we still have a quorum. Can HDC confirm that?
Correct.
And that is, should both Denise and Charles recuse themselves?
I'm only doing it for those two buildings. The rest of them, I'm good.
Okay. Louise?
Yes?
Hi. Denise, if okay with you, do you mind providing just a simple statement for your reason for recusal?
Sure. West Harlem Group Assistance is the owner of Manny Wilson. And the director of West Harlem is my brother.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Susanna and Denise. So I believe Ellen Duffy still has to make a part of the presentation. So if there are no more questions, Ellen can proceed and then we'll take questions again after that.
Okay. Great, thank you. So the corporation expects to issue a portion of the 2020 series I bonds as a separate demand bond, as described by Ruth. The members are being asked to approve one or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not expected to exceed $80 million to manage its interest rate risk. The corporation is working with its hedge advisor to lock in a favorable financing cost through the facilitation of an interest rate hedging instrument, including a forward starting interest rate swap. The corporation is expected to enter into one or more amortizing swaps based on an index, likely to be sigma or percentage of SOFA. The corporation will look to purchase certain cancellation options. The corporation may restructure the terms of the swap subsequent to the execution date in response to the then market conditions. In addition, as several of the corporation's existing interest rate hedge agreements are based on the expiring LIBOR index, the corporation, in consultation with its hedge advisor, anticipates adhering to industry-wide amendments for transitioning such existing LIBOR-based interest rate hedging instruments to a SOFR-based replacement rate. The members are being asked to authorize the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves or available funds of the open resolution in an amount not to exceed $21,130,000 to acquire certain mortgage loans for the corporation's mini open resolution. These funds are expected to be used to redeem certain bonds currently outstanding under the mini open resolution in the same amount. These acquired mini open mortgage loans are expected to be pledged to the open resolution. And this action will ease the corporation's management of such loans and simplify the related debt structure. It's anticipated that a portion of the proceeds of the 2021 Series A bonds, an amount not expected to exceed $220,620,000, to be used to refund certain open resolution and federal new issue bonds of the corporation. In connection with the refunding, all or a portion of the mortgage loans relating to the NIVP bonds will be released from the applicable NIVP resolution and will be pledged to the open resolution. The purpose of the refunding is to generate interest rate savings in the open resolution. It's anticipated that an amount not expected to exceed $50 million of the proceeds of the 2021 Series A bonds will also be used to finance or otherwise reimburse the corporation for amounts previously advanced from its unrestricted reserves to finance a portion of certain subordinate loans. The members are being asked to approve the use of the 2021 Series A bond proceeds for the financing of or reimbursement for the loans described in the memo for which the members have previously approved the making of the loan. The issuance of the 2021 Series A bonds for this purpose will allow for the replenishment of the corporation's reserves, which can then be relent to further the corporation's commitment to the mayor's Housing New York plan. The 2021 Series A bonds are expected to be issued as fixed rate taxes and bonds. The members are being asked to approve an amendment to the supplemental resolutions related to the bonds currently held by the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York and related remarketing or refunding of such bonds. The members previously authorized the corporation's adoption of a series of consolidated supplemental resolutions from 2008 to 2018 for the issuance of 14 variable rate bonds, initially issued as LIBOR index floating rate bonds, and currently held by the Federal Home Loan Bank of New York in a combined outstanding amount of $646,515,000. LIBOR, the most widely used interest rate benchmark, as well as the benchmark rate for the 2008 to 2018 bonds is set to be discontinued on December 31st, 2021. The replacement index is expected to be the secured overnight financing rate, known as SOFR, which is a medium of rates that market participants pay to borrow cash on an overnight basis using U.S. Treasury securities as collateral. The corporation is working with the Federal Home Loan Bank New York to amend and consolidate the respective supplemental resolutions authorizing the issuance of each of the bond series into the consolidated supplemental resolutions for the remarketing of the bonds. The consolidated bonds are expected to be SOFR index floating rate bonds with a longer weighted average life as compared to the original term to better fit the corporation's funding needs as well as the overall open resolution cash flow strength. In connection with the remarketing of the consolidated series, the corporation expects to implement a similar SOFR transaction on other LIBOR index bonds that were issued under the mini open resolution through a refunding of the 2017 Series A2 mini open bonds by the 2021 Series B open resolution bonds, an amount not expected to exceed $39,825,000. In the event that the proposed SOFR transition for the consolidated series via remarketing is not feasible, the proceeds of the 2021 Series B bonds in an additional amount not to exceed $646,515,000 will be used to refund the consolidated bonds to effectuate the proposed SOFR transition. The Federal Home Loan Bank of New York is currently reviewing the corporation's remarketing and refunding proposals. The complete listing of the 2008 to 2018 bonds can be found in attachment one of the memo. More details on the developments, as well as the bond underwriters, risk, fees, and credit ratings associated with the bonds are outlined in the memo before you. Unless there are any questions, Susanna Lipsight will provide the authorizing resolution.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Are there any questions from members of the board? I think if for those who aren't speaking, if you would please mute your microphone, that would be wonderful. Hearing no further questions, Susanna, will you proceed?
Yeah, no further question.
Thank you, Louise. The members are requested to approve an authorizing resolution that provides for the adoption of supplemental resolutions to the open resolution, the issuance of the bonds, the adoption of the 2008 to 2018 amendment, the execution of the top loss agreement, and other activities listed therein and in the memo before you. The members are requested to approve the making of senior and subordinate loans from the proceeds of the 2020 Series I bonds and/or corporation's unrestricted reserves in an amount not expected to exceed $193,685,000. The members are requested to approve the making of certain loans for substantial rehabilitation or preservation of four developments in an amount not to exceed $61,520,000 from proceeds of the 2020 Series J bonds and/or available funds of the open resolution or its unrestricted reserves. The members are requested to approve the origination of the Coase Senior Construction Participation Loan in an amount not to exceed $46,024,000 for the Bronx Point development and the execution of a participation agreement with the financing institution acquiring the interest in the loan. The members are requested to approve the use of the corporation's general obligation pledge in an amount not to exceed 10% of the outstanding principal amount of interest on and collection costs with respect to the mortgage loan for Manny Wilson Towers under the top loss agreement. The members are requested to approve the execution of one or more interest rate hedging instruments in a combined notional amount not expected to exceed $80 million and the corporation's adherence to industry-wide amendments for transitioning its existing LIBOR-based interest rate hedging instruments to a secured overnight financing rate, SOFR-based replacement rate. The members are requested to authorize the use of the corporation's unrestricted reserves or available funds of the open resolution in an amount not to exceed $21,130,000 to acquire certain mortgage loans currently pledged to the corporation's mini open resolution. And for all of the authorizations requested above, the members are requested to approve the execution by an authorized officer of the corporation of mortgage-related documents and any other documents necessary to accomplish such financings. Thank you.
Thank you, Susanna. Do I have a motion to approve the authorizing resolution related to multifamily housing revenue bonds 2020 Series I, J, K, and L, 2021 Series A, and 2021 Series B bonds, approval of mortgage loans, purchase loans and amendment, consolidation and redesignation of certain bonds for the remarketing as the 2008 to 2018 consolidated series bonds, and any other actions by the members described in the memo before you?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. I'd like to call on Kathy Bowman to present for approval.
May I just note for the record, with the caveats that I explained previously, those two sites, Twin Parks, Morrissey, I vote for it.
Absolutely. And the record will also show Denise Scott's recusal as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this point, I'd like to call on Kathy Bowman to present for approval the fiscal year 2020 operating budget. Kathy?
Thank you, Louise. I am pleased to present the corporation's proposed fiscal year 2021 operating budget for the members' approval. The corporation ended fiscal year 20 with an excess of revenues over expenses on a cash basis of $96.65 million, a decrease of $22.1 million over the budgeted amount of $118.75 million. The decrease was due to a reduction in the surplus that was taken out of the open resolution in an abundance of caution at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Senior management of the corporation thought it was prudent to leave all surplus revenues in the resolution as staff gauged how the ensuing crisis would affect loan payments. As a result, the semi-annual withdrawal in May of 2020 was not taken. Fiscal year 21 revenues are budgeted to be $143.67 million, a $9.5 million dollar decrease from the fiscal year 20 adopted budget and a $13 million increase from the fiscal year 20 actual budget. The budget to budget decrease is largely attributable to a decrease in investment income as the staff expects interest rates to remain quite low. The increase in the fiscal year 21 budget compared to the fiscal year actual 20 budget is attributable to the resumption of withdrawing the surplus revenues from the open resolution. Fiscal year 21 expenses are budgeted to be $34.71 million. This is a $300,000 or 0.87% increase from the fiscal year 20 adopted budget. The de minimis increase from the fiscal year 20 budget amount revolves around certain budget lines decreasing or increasing from last year. The budget lines that are projected to decrease are due to the coronavirus pandemic and its effect on the staff, conferences and group training events, and travel and transportation. Offsetting these decreases to the expense budget were two minimal increases to the consulting and insurance budget lines. Despite the global pandemic and as a result the economic downturn, the corporation remains cautiously optimistic about its 2021 financial outlook. The corporation's mortgage portfolio has performed well, and loan repayments have returned to pre-pandemic levels, and the projected fiscal year 2021 development pipeline is robust. The corporation has throughout its history had strong financial performances even during turbulent times. It has come out strong despite long stretches of low interest rate environments, the fiscal crisis in 2008-2009, and federal uncertainties throughout its history. And although the corporation cannot predict the extent or duration of the pandemic or its effect on the local or global economy, there's still cautioned optimism of a continued solid performance for the corporation. Senior management will continue to monitor the loan portfolio, track any delinquencies, and review the possible impacts of forbearances on its financial condition, operations, and cash flow, and take action if necessary to mitigate any deficiencies. This budget reflects a conservative expectation of future income balanced against the growing needs of the corporation in supporting both the Mayor's Housing New York Plan and the NYCHA PAC program, all while operating under a global pandemic. The notes in Schedule A to the budget memo contained in your packages provide more details for each revenue and expense line item. If there are no questions, the members are being asked to approve the corporation's fiscal year 2021 operating budget.
Madam Chairman, I have a statement but not a question, if I may.
Yes, please proceed.
Madam Chairman, with all due deference to the city's new and excellent budget director, I would simply comment that, in my view, we have failed to adequately compensate senior management based on the excellence of their performance and the work that they have done, both to provide housing for the people of the city of New York that is fit for people and for living, and at the same time to do so on an efficient and economic basis. They deserve greater recognition than they have received. And I wanted to make that very clear from someone who acts for labor unions.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am sure all of the staff appreciate that, and I'm sure you'll be talking with our budget director later on.
Budget director approve.
Are there any further questions or comments? Okay, with that, do I have a motion to approve the 2021 operating budget?
So
and a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Our next presentation will be by Rich Frolick. He will present the property disposition report to the board.
Thank you, Madam. I'm pleased to recommend that the members approve the property disposition guidelines in your packets. Pursuant to the Public Authorities Accountability Act of 2005, each public authority is required to adopt comprehensive guidelines in connection with the disposition of property owned by such authority, and we approve such guidelines on an annual basis. The guidelines have not changed since originally approved by the members in fiscal year 2008. Also, the corporation does not currently own any real property, nor did it dispose of any in the prior year, as noted in the annual property disposition report. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Do I have a motion to approve the property disposition report?
So moved.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. At this time, I would like to close the meeting of the Finance Committee and call for a motion of the HDC Board to ratify those items just approved by the Finance Committee. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second? Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there any other business that members of the board would like to present?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
So moved.
There being no other business, I would like to call for the motion to adjourn, which we've gotten, and we've gotten a second. So all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. This meeting is adjourned. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and